T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Ooh. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash.
Day two. Broadcasting from our real home at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Metcalf.
Oh, I've been singing. I've been dancing.
Man, you could not kick the smile off my face. You could try, but it won't move. And I'll kick you right back.
I was in such a good mood today, I almost went to the DMV. I didn't, but I thought about it.
It's not crowded. I went the other day. You know, Kelly's son just turned 14 this week.
Oh.
And so we've been going over to the local, I'm not going to say what park because I don't want the Shawnee police to show up, but because he's not licensed.
But a large park.
It's a park with a large parking lot. Yeah. But anyway, so we've been working on his driving. He's actually really good, by the way. But he doesn't even have a learner's permit yet. So we may or may not be breaking.
Breaking some laws, are we?
A little scoff law over there, yeah.
Wow.
And so Kelly wants him to take the test. And so she's like, you know, she knows I live right next to the DMV here in Mission. She's like, hey, can you swing by and get the book?
Yeah.
So he can start studying for his learner's permit. I said, no problem, babe. I'm on it. Mask up, glove up. Hand sanitizer. I'm going, you know me, I'm crazy about this thing. And I go in there, and first of all, the lady at the front door goes, please back up, sir. And I open the door. They've got a table inside.
Yeah.
But the windows are so tinted, you can't see inside.
Yeah.
Well, there was somebody at the table, and I was violating the social distancing.
Right.
And she just looks at me. She goes, please back up, sir.
The windows are tinted because, like in Las Vegas, they don't want you to realize you've been there 15 hours and it's now dark out.
Right, right. But I was surprised how few people were there. You know, normally you go into the DMV, it's packed.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get their driver's license renewed.
Well, it's the beginning of the month. Give it another 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe so.
Give it another. So we, too, have our final driver in the house.
Oh, is Willem 14 now?
He is raring to go. And
did he turn 14?
He did. And I don't handle any of the driving. Joe handles 100% of all things driving and cars. It's the one thing I just cannot do.
You're bad.
I cannot do it.
That's correct.
And it's not good for the kids for me to be involved in that. Because
it's not good for you.
I scream things like, oh God, we're all going to die. Jack once goes, don't scream, oh God. What? Tell me specifically what I'm doing wrong. And I said, well, you're going to kill me. And then that was the last time I drove with any of the children. So it is time for the final bird to fly the nest and go through this ritual. The problem is we now have 3 drivers at home. I don't need another driver.
Do they all have their own car?
I don't want another driver. They all have cars.
Oh.
I said to him the other day, buddy, like, you know, I read online that like a lot of kids are waiting, you know,
they're not interested.
They're not really interested in driving.
Yeah.
Just make your older sibling drive you around.
Please tell me that's you, because we just don't, you know, in the beginning it was great because you could have someone run to the store. We have a overflow parking lot in our house.
You have a battalion of teenage drivers.
I don't need another one.
Yeah.
Love that baby. Don't need another driver.
Well, I was hoping the same thing for Maya, who is about to turn 16 in a handful of months. And she is so ready to drive by. She's a good driver.
Yeah.
But she is so ready to drive by herself. She's never done that before. I've always been sitting passenger.
Yeah.
But I told you that story that one time early on when we were driving down my street, and you know, I always thought Maya was like this sweet, angelic, you know, perfect child.
Did you catch her driving?
No.
Oh.
No. So this was sort of early. I would say midway through her training. Okay. And Shonda doesn't really want a lot to do with it. So I do most of the driver ed, if you will. And, you know, here I am with my sweet, innocent, just turned 15-year-old child. She's got her learner's permit. We're going to teach you how to drive and drive safely. So we're driving down Knoll the other day. Several months ago. And I don't know where the horn came from, but somebody was very adamant about making sure you knew they had a car horn.
Yeah, aggressively horning.
Yes. And I'm like looking around, and finally, out of nowhere, Maya goes, "What the F?"
Oh.
And then said it.
Oh. Oh, she done dropped that bomb.
She dropped the whole bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, all four letters of the bomb.
It's because it's stressful.
And so we're driving down Knoll, and I said, "Honey, why don't we just go ahead and turn here on 58th Street?
Let's signal our intentions.
Let's signal left, and we're going to turn left here on 58th.
She's your clicker.
And she's like, "Okay, Dad." And you could have cut the tension in that car with a knife. And we get about a block down 58th, and I go, "Why don't you pull over for a second?
Yeah.
Just let me see you park. See you straight park.
Then I want to see you get out."
And she
and walk home.
And I think for a moment she thought she had gotten away with dropping that in front of me.
Yeah.
And she pulls over and she goes, "How did I do?" And I said, "Well, you did really effing well."
You got it down as a subject, a verb. I heard an adverb in there.
And I said, "Do we want to talk about the word that came out of your mouth?" And she goes, "You heard that?" And I said, "Half of Roland Park heard it."
Good for her, as long as she used it correctly.
She did use it properly. But I was like, "Where did you learn that word?"
You never sneaked out in your parents' car?
In my parents' car? No.
Because I did not. But this came up somehow the other night over some drinks with some girlfriends. And one of them said, because when you were telling the story, I thought you were going to say you passed Maya like in your car.
Oh, no.
Because you said you were driving down the street, and I thought, oh, no, she didn't.
No.
And my girlfriend said she was out. She thought she'd gotten away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to her destination, parked the car, and looked to her left, and it was her mom and dad in the second family car. And the dad just goes, get your ass in the car. And she goes, they both came because someone had to drive the other car home. She goes, it was my mom and my dad. And I just went, okay.
That's a sphincter tightener right there.
It was like 2 a.m, you know, on a Tuesday.
No, the
get in the car.
The only thing, I snuck out a couple times, but I mean, that was no big deal. The worst thing I ever did was Brenninger and Chris Smith and I used to take my mom's Mercedes that we had brought back from Germany. And there was, back in the old days, there was this crazy bump out on Highway 5 in Leavenworth.
Now, did she know you were driving it?
Yeah, we were driving it to just go to Taco John's.
Oh,
Dana.
Yeah, of course.
We were going to Taco
John's
on Main Street.
Take your car, Taco John's, sure.
And we would take my mom's Mercedes out on Highway 5, and we would Dukes of Hazzard that thing. Like, I mean, I swear to God, that thing was airborne. And I'll never forget one time, my mom got home. I go, "Mom," and she looked real stressed out. I go, Mom, you all right? And she goes, yeah, I'm fine. But, you know, I was driving to the grocery store and the transmission in the Mercedes just dropped
just
onto
dropped
the street.
Right out of the
and
freaking
I go,
car.
I go, I looked at her and I go, really?
No.
How did that happen? Just a good old boy. She goes, I don't know, but the transmission just dropped right there on the street. I'm like, wow.
Why don't we take people's worst driver's ed experience stories, either yours or the children's?
I think my mom knows that story now. If not, she does now because she listens to the first hour of the show every day.
You owe her a transmission.
But I'll never forget. She goes, I was driving to the grocery store and the transmission on the Mercedes just dropped right into the street. And I go, really?
They don't make them like they used to.
Mm-mm, they really don't. They really don't. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Good to be back. 576-7798. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly here on Dana and Parks.
She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel.
Smith and I were singing this as we were flying through the air in my mom's Mercedes 300S. It was a nice car once.
Took flight a few times.
I dropped the transmission out of it. That car
when it had a transmission.
Never had that car again. Stacy in Raytown. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Go ahead.
My daughter is 18. She didn't really want to drive at 16. I don't know why, but she was nervous about it. And so she's waited, and she finally got her permit, and she's been practicing. And about 2 weeks ago, we had gone over to my cousin's house, and we're leaving my cousin's house, and she asked if she could drive home. And I said, sure, fine. And so we go to back out of the driveway, and she stops, and she says, which way am I supposed to go, Mom? I tell her which way she needs to go. And then I guess she thought she was putting her foot on the brake, and instead she slammed her foot down on the gas.
Yeah.
And went in reverse, back in a backwards donut at high speed.
Laughing.
Yes, I was screaming my head off, and then she stopped, slammed on the brakes, and of course is doing me like, oh my God, breathe, breathe, breathe. What did I do? And I said, I don't know what you did, but don't ever do it again. So ever since then, she is now, every time we go out to get in the car and she's going to drive, she goes, okay, I'm putting my foot on the brake. I'm putting my foot on the gas.
She says it every time, brake. Gas.
Yes, exactly.
Stacey, I will tell you, last summer, one of my more experienced drivers, who shall remain unnamed, Sophie, is in the driveway, but parked way back into the back of the driveway, so I can't get into the I can't pull into the house.
Right.
So I call her. She goes, hello? I said, babe, you got to come move your car, honey. I can't get in. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. So she and her best friend Carly come bebopping out, wearing their swimsuits, getting ready to go to the pool. And I am parked, Scott, I think I told you this,
six inches
behind her car. Because any further back, my butt would be sticking out into the street.
Yeah.
So I am right bumped up against her car. She goes, hi. I said, hi, honey, just move it out of the way and I'll get out of your way here. But I got to pull into the house. Okay. Pulls in, turns on her car.
And all you see is a white light on the back end.
Slams it into reverse.
Oh, God.
I had just been to the mailbox, so I'm looking down, opening bills. I've got, a stack of bills. I'm waiting for her to move. I'm opening bills. There's a medical. And all I feel, I didn't see it, was just boom!
Oh, she hit you.
Full speed reverse. Parked 6 inches behind her. After she said, hi, Mom. I mean, Scott, I was almost touching her car anyway.
Oh, my God.
I let out a torrent. If you ask her to this day, Her sweet friend Carly's standing there. The windows are down. It's a gorgeous day. I have never screamed so many F-bombs in my entire life. Her friend Carly just goes, oh, God, and gets in her car and drives away. And the same thing happens. Sophie goes, I don't know how that just happened. How did that just happen? And I go, how in blanking blank blank name does that happen?
Was there any damage to your car?
Yes, Scott, there was.
I'm just, don't get mad at me. I didn't do it.
Might have needed Dales in Blue Springs, just saying.
Oh, is that why you went there?
Ma'am, how did this happen? Well, I was parked 4.5 inches behind my daughter after she acknowledged me, and she slammed full speed reverse into me trying to move forward.
Classic. Nancy in Overland Park. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I have one of many, but this is the funniest. I was 13. My sister was 16. She was older. She was driving. So we decided to go see my dad. It was in the 70s, so it was a fabricated building, you know, with paneling inside. And he had this flamboyant secretary. He had blonde hair, sat there, smoked, drank coffee, and typed all day. So I was out in the car. My sister is coming out, and I said, oh, I'm going to drive. And I jumped in the driver's seat. And she's like, no, Nancy, don't. And I started revving it up. Well, instead of going reverse, I hit drive and smashed into the building where the secretary was sitting.
Oh, into the building?
Into the building.
Oh.
Because you got fabricated and just kind of was one of those cheap things. And it was just, it was awful. And I went inside, you know, and the secretary was shaking. She had a cigarette in her hand, coffee in the other, set it down, started typing with one finger. She had all this paneling stuff in her hair, and she was just shaking.
She had paneling in her hair?
Yes. All kinds of debris.
I'm glad you're all right, and she was all right.
Oh, yeah, she had to take the rest of the day off, but, I mean, she was just in shock.
But they all had to take the day off.
Wow.
You made it a drive-through, Nancy.
Nancy, you have a great weekend, and be safe, okay? Be well.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Sam Stevie III over there. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Thank you, by the way, to a listener named DJ in Oklahoma who sent us all flowers as a welcome back to the station. Thank you. And what a nice note you wrote. By the way, did you note the shape of the card from DJ in Oklahoma?
Look at that.
In the shape of Kansas.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's go to, by the way, we will get to this story a little bit later in the show. I don't know if you guys have seen the news where the two police officers in Buffalo walking down the street with many of their colleagues, they were in riot gear, and a 75-year-old man approaches, and he kind of motions towards one of the officers' batons, like, put that away, you don't need that here, put that away, and they shove this 75-year-old man to the ground. And he hits his head so hard on the concrete that he starts bleeding from one of his ears. And the unit was the emergency response team, the ERT, as it apparently is known in Buffalo. And the two officers who shoved this man to the ground, he was 75 again, were suspended, I believe, without pay. Yeah. The other 57 members of the ERT have resigned. The entire team resigned today.
You said 57?
57 police officers.
Wow.
Let's go to Sean in Sedalia. We're talking about your craziest driver's ed story right now. Hello, Sean. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hi, cold turd.
Hey, Sean. By the way, it's cold turd on a paper plate.
On a paper plate, yeah.
Well, I didn't want to use your full name.
Okay. Right.
But it's good to have you guys back.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
This is 1995 in Topeka. Dana, you're probably familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm.
We are at 6th and Croco, and there is an Easy Shop on the corner. And it's my brother. It's when he was in driver's ed, so I'm stealing his story. And he is paired with this 15-year-old girl, and he's in the back seat, driver instructor, front passenger, and she's in the driver's seat. Well, the driver instructor says, go ahead and pull in here. I'm going to run in and get a coffee or whatever. We'll take a break. And so she does. And at the moment she's ready to hit the brake, well, she confuses the gas pedal for the brake,
yeah.
And she installs a drive-in, a drive-through in their wall.
Mm.
And very disturbing, and concrete, cinder block, and glass.
Was everyone all right?
Yeah, everyone was fine. You know, the styrofoam coolers weren't so hot, but anyway, everything else was fine. And it was one of those moments, my brother said, where she's just kind of flapping her arms, and the instructor couldn't put his foot on that, you know, passenger brake enough. And for the next 3 weeks, you know, every time we drove by, that's where, you know, Samantha went through the wall. So kind of a funny story.
It's a good landmark. You know, you turn left there where she went through the wall.
Jane and Lee Summit. Hello, Jane. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
So I was 15 in the mid-80s, and there was a school trip that we were getting ready to take that summer. And I was under very strict orders from my parents, as all my girlfriends were at the time, that bikinis were not what nice girls wore in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do but figure out how to go and buy a bikini so that I could go on this school trip where my parents would not be, and I could be sporting a bikini? Well, I'm a redheaded white girl whose belly has never seen the light of day in 15 years. So I'm pretty sure I need a tan on this belly. So I go out and sunbathe for, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes. It was not very long. And the next morning, my belly was burnt like I have never had a sunburn since.
Oh.
Well, that day, I go off to driver's ed, and this is the day we're going to learn how to back up a car. Now, you don't
now
get,
I get
to
it.
Look in the mirrors to back up a car, which is what I tried to do. You have to put your hand on the seat and physically
turn around
the car and look behind you. And I swear to God, I thought I was going to bleed to death under that skin. And what made it even worse was there was nobody I could tell. I had to suffer in silence.
Nope. They told you not to sunbathe. You went out.
Didn't listen, did you?
Didn't listen to your mother. No, my mom always said, listen to your mother. When will you listen to your mother?
Let me tell you, I did not own another bikini until 2 years ago when I started going to Mexico, where my mother is not.
No.
Good for you, Jane.
All right, kiddo. Be well. Be safe, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Ooh, haven't heard his voice in a while. Hey, Aaron, what up, man?
Guys, how are 3-2-1 doing today?
We're so good.
We're doing well.
Yeah. So when I was around 10, 11, I think it was closer to 10, I would go to work with my dad on overnight at, I'm not going to say the name of the business, but they made steam and whatnot downtown. And so we would just sit there and you watch these gauges all night. There wasn't really a lot to do. We'd go fishing and stuff in the river and whatnot. And then, you know, the next morning we'd drive home. Well, Dad brought some Wobble Pops with him, or beer, and drank a few too many of them one night, and goes, you're going to have to drive home.
Oh, God.
Down 71, before it was complete, you know. So here I am, 10 years old, drinking, driving in the family truckster, going down 71 with my dad, you know, doing the old buddy arm punch. You're doing great. Keep it up. Just stay in this lane. And, of course, I'm driving in both lanes all the way down 71, all the way to South Kansas City.
Oh, God.
And it was fine. No big deal. Like, didn't do that too many times. But I had driven cars and stuff before down to lake, you know, and whatnot, but never on a highway full speed.
Could you even reach the pedals at 10? There's no way I could have.
I'm 6'6", so
okay.
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
I was a big kid. I was just a string bean, though. So, But that's my story. So, hey, you guys have a great weekend.
Oh, you do the same, Aaron. Good to hear your voice again, my man. Let's go to Chris in Leawood. Chris, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott. This is Chris.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
quick story about driver's ed. I'm from Ottawa, Kansas, mid-80s. You know, of course, the highways were still 55 miles an hour. Me and my best friend had the same driving instructor. You know, we'd drive for like 30 minutes each and then head back to the high school. He fell asleep one day while I was on the interstate, and we ended up all the way to Emporia, which is like an hour away. And the only reason he woke up was because we were going to be getting on the turnpike down there. We were going to head on to Wichita. And when he woke up, he was as mad as anybody I've ever seen in my life.
How did you accidentally end up in Emporia? Didn't you realize?
We were on I-35 southbound when he fell asleep, and I just kept
on going.
And at no point did you ever think, man, we might have left the city.
No, I drove.
Well, no, it was, we were already outside the city.
Oh.
We just kept driving.
I was almost 30 years old, Scott, when I drove to Kansas City trying to get to Topeka. Remember I got turned around in the drive-thru at the McDonald's in Lawrence? When you go through the drive-thru on the way to Topeka, okay?
Okay.
You exit, and there's the McDonald's, but then it turns you around because the window of the drive-thru is on the other side of the building facing back east.
I've been through that McDonald's many times.
Yeah, so I get my, you know, burger, and I got a couple fries. Jack was a toddler. He was in the back. And yeah, I was probably distracted because I had a toddler with me. And, you know, I can see his little sweet face in the rearview mirror. We're going to see my mom and dad. And I'm pointed now east and don't realize it. And I leave the McDonald's and just hop on the highway.
And when you saw the signs that said Bonner Springs, 10 miles, you didn't think,
well, it's just a highway looks like a highway when you're not paying attention. And then I saw like the legends. I don't even remember what it was. And I just started crying. And I called my dad and he goes, what's wrong? And I go, I think I drove the wrong way. And he goes, how does that happen?
How does that happen?
The McDonald's, there needs to be a sign at that McDonald's that says, warning, you are facing the other way than you were when you came in here.
In case you weren't paying attention, you have made two turns and are now facing the other direction.
But it's not a turn. It's like around, it's a drive-through, and it flips you around going the other way.
And when you got to the toll booth that you had actually gotten your ticket from.
I have K-Tag. I just flew right on through it.
Do they charge you for it?
I don't know. And then I start looking up and I'm like, oh God, are we in Shawnee? And I just started crying.
No, you're in Bonner.
Yeah, I don't think I even knew it in Bonner. It was a little further east.
Wow.
I was a full on.
Did you end up going back to Topeka?
Adult.
Or did you just say, screw this?
I just was crying and I was stressed out and I had a toddler in the car and I go, I don't think I can come today. And my dad just goes, why don't you just, babe? Yeah.
Just take it home. Let's go back home.
Because it would have been another hour to turn around and go the other way.
Why is everybody texting in on the text line carry out? And it's not one person sending it in 5,000 times. It's all different phone numbers.
I'll come in and fix it.
Is something going on? Are we getting...
You're on the wrong text line again.
You're on the 610. Why is everyone talking about Dayton Moore?
It's okay. I'll fix it.
I'll come help you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We're going to break here soon.
And you make fun of me because I don't know which way the McDonald's drive-thru kicks me out.
All right. Well, I don't know what they're doing next door, but that's dumb. 576-7798.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
You remember when we did the remote in Leavenworth about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You remember where you ended up afterwards?
Not home.
Wasn't Leawood, but it started with an L. Remember, you ended up in Lawrence.
I now have a very good GPS system in my car. Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were supposed to do that remote at, what's the name of that restaurant again?
Pepper Jack Grill.
And Dana didn't show up at 7 o'clock. And I told her, I said, when you leave here, just go straight down that way, Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Straight down we go.
If you get to Flum, you've gone too far. Mm-hmm. And about 7 o'clock rolls around, Dana's not there. 7:30 rolls around, Dana's not there. And salesman John Stauffer goes, where's Dana? I said, I don't know, man. I'm here. We called Dana and she was at the airport. You were almost at the airport.
She claims it was the downtown airport, but
they've done studies on this. There is something missing in my brain.
No.
Yes. That other people have that allow you to understand.
It's called direction.
Direction in space. Okay.
Yes.
Two of my children have it. Two of my children do not. Mm. My daughter can say, Mom, where are you going? Turn left. No, hon. Mom, it's over here. At a very young age, she knew where she was and how to get where she was going.
See, my mom's good with directions, but you have to say turn left, turn right. You can't say go west or go east. She's like, well, I don't understand what that means. I mean, I'm going down Flum, and you're telling me to go east. Do I turn right or do I turn left?
Right.
Well, you turn left.
Right.
But well, it depends which way you're going down Flum.
Thank you. It does.
I understand, but if you're going south, east is to the left and west is to the right. Right?
That would be correct.
Okay. Sure.
Mike in Raytown. I got to get rid of this chair. This is the squeakiest chair I've ever sat in my life. Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up? You guys finally get all to work together?
We do.
We do. We get to sit in the same room.
That's great. Now you got to wear clothes, right?
Something like that.
You know how
that.
Many shows I did without pants on? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, probably all of them.
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
Yeah, I figured that. Now, back in the 70s when I was in high school, I was a senior, and my best friend was a junior taking driver's ed. And he told me about this girl. He said, yeah, we were driving down the road, and she just drove clear off the road up in this yard, which was another friend of ours. I said, oh, really? I didn't know her, but 45 years later, we're still together.
Oh, you married her?
Yeah.
Did you meet her the night you drove through her parents' yard?
No, she drove through somebody's yard.
Oh, she drove?
I met her, oh, I don't know, a few weeks later, but I didn't know it was her.
I'll be damned. Well, congratulations, man. That's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We've been together 48 years, but married 45.
45 years.
Yep.
Wow. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
All right. Well, you all behave. Take care of yourself.
We will behave.
Got my pants on now. Mark and Waldo. Hello, Mark. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, man.
Okay. Well, my driver's ed story started out, our class was three guys and one girl. And it was in 1973, driving a brand new Oldsmobile Cutlass. And the driver's ed instructor decided to let the girl drive first. So we pulled away from the school in the parking lot. He said, drive down to the end of the parking lot and turn left. And she drove down to the end of the parking lot, stopped, put her signal on, looked both ways, and drove right across the street, high-centered the car, to where we couldn't move it, had to get a tow truck, and the driving instructor said, shut up, because we were all laughing. And so after that, we all just snickered. What are you going to do, you know? Her first turn, and she puts it on the curb across the street before he even had a chance to hit his brake, and there we sat for an hour.
There we sat.
Didn't get hardly out of the parking lot, and put it, you know, across the street, high-centered it. Everybody in the school was looking to see what we'd done.
You done high-centered a car, friend. That's what you did.
That's what you done did.
Chad in Kansas City, you get the last word. Hello, Chad.
Hello. Well, just in Kansas, from Kansas City, and I normally work in Topeka. Well, I got a brain fart, wasn't paying attention, and about time I got out to Bonner Springs, realized I was going to Hutchinson an extra hour to get to Hutchinson.
Your story confused the living hell out of me. Where did you start?
I started from Kansas City.
Okay.
I was going to go to Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay.
To take care of things for my dad.
Okay.
And I work out in Topeka. Well, when you get out on a routine, when you get down, when I was on downtown, it's a split.
Yeah.
And well, you take 35 to go to Emporia, or you take 670 to go out to Topeka. Yep. Well, I wasn't thinking. I'm thinking I'm at work. I take 670. And I ended up out to Topeka, the longest way to go to Hutchinson.
Chad, you are my spirit animal.
Yeah, you are.
Oof. No, he was saying he just did that like moments ago.
Oh, and now just did that.
Now he's in Topeka and has another hour to get to Hutchinson because he took the wrong highway.
Chad, enjoy the scenery. Been there, babe, done that. You're going to be just fine. Just don't stop at the McDonald's.
There is no scenery in Topeka, and you know it. You know it. I'm not trying to down-talk Topeka, but, I mean, you want to talk about one of the gates to hell.
You know, it is... It's gotten better.
I guess it's rebounding?
Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
They're rebuilding right now. It's like a sports team.
That town's been rebuilding ever since I moved here.
I love downtown North Topeka. They call it No-To, and I love it.
We call it what?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
No-To?
No-To. North Topeka.
What do they call South Topeka? So-To?
I don't think they call that anything.
And how long does it take you to get from No-To to So-To?
10 minutes.
No, it does not. That is a lie.
Doesn't take long.
It takes about 2 minutes.
It's about 3 blocks.
No,
2 minutes if you walk it.
No, you leave No-To alone. I love No-To. Little shops and antique stores and coffee places.
Honey, your hometown is what we commonly refer to as a dump.
No, no, not.
It's like
no.
KU football.
Oh, my. Okay, really? It is time to go to break. That's enough out of both of you.
That is an insult to KU football, Sam.
Agreed.
News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.